Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and today we have special guest with us, Michelle Vasquez, who's the Native Gardens Director from the Rouse Center, Rob Charlo, who's also the Rouse Center School for the Arts Director, and Meredith Flowers, who is here in the background monitoring everything they say to make sure they don't get in trouble. So thank you folks for being here today, and welcome to Around Town. Can you tell us a little bit about the Rouse Center for folks that are not familiar?
Rouse Center for the Arts is a performing arts venue that is in downtown Crystal Lake. It's in a historical venue. When people think about it, I think it opened in the 20s originally as a vaudeville house and movie house, and then it became El Tovar, and then it became the Lake, which is, I think, how a lot of people in Crystal Lake still remember it. They saw they saw Star Wars for the first time at the Lake Theater or the Showplace Cinema. Then in the 90s, the late 90s, early aughts, it was renovated and became Rouse Center for the Arts. And now we're a performing arts venue, a presentation house for theater, live comedy, live theater, live music venue. And we have an in-house professional theater company named William Street Repertory. We're one of we're the only professional actors equity houses in McHenry County. We have Lucy's Comedy, which is, I think, our longest running program, which is a stand-up comedy series that we do. We bring in dance. We work a lot with local companies, local schools come in and do their performances with us. So there is a lot going on at Rouse Center for the Arts.
And what do you know the approximate capacity of the Rouse Center?
We are a 750-seat theater.
Okay. Yeah. And when people do want to go to an event, do they go to your website to get tickets, or how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can always check out our entire schedule of events at rousecenter.org. That's rauecenter.org. We like to joke, it's Rau, like wow. Which I think is a quote from Joan Rivers, who was one of our original talents that came in early on.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, there's a name out of the past, too.
Yeah, man. It's full. If you go into our backstage, you'll see all sorts of photographs and past alums that have come through our doors.
Oh, that's great to capture and retain. That's really awesome. So, Michelle, as long as I have you, let's talk about Native Gardens.
Yes, Native Gardens by Karen Zacharias. William Street Repertory has been on hiatus. We shut down like everyone else did during the pandemic. Native Gardens was slated for March 2020. We were about 10 days away from tech. And if you don't know what tech is, it is the 2 to 3 day period when all the actors, we've been rehearsing in the rehearsal room. We've had minimal props, no costumes, no lights, no set. And suddenly in this 3 day process of tech rehearsal, everything gets added in, right? All the costumes, all the actors get into costume, we mic them, the sets are ready, the lights get focused, everything comes together. It's a crazy 3 day process. We were about a week away from that when we got the call in the rehearsal room to shut down. And everybody went home and we thought, maybe we'll come back next week, or maybe, next week turned into next month, and next month turned into several months, and then many years. And it was really sad. It was, trying to let go of we were having so much fun, and I love the place so much. It really is a passion of mine. I can't really direct things I don't feel passionately about. So it was very hard to let go of. And then suddenly, everything started opening up again, but we held off, I think, because we really wanted to open up right and we wanted to be ready.
Sure.
And ultimately, I think that became a really fantastic decision because so many smaller theaters, even larger theaters, just floundered opening up right away. So I don't know if you know, but larger companies cut back their staff by almost 10%. Some companies just folded entirely. It has been an extremely difficult time for live theater across the country.
Folks, you can't see Michelle's face, but it lights up when she talks about the show coming back and Native Gardens and getting started again, because you could see by the smile and the excitement in her face, not just her voice, but her face, that she is ready to go. So
I am ready to go.
Let's tell the listeners, let's tell all our listeners about Native Gardens.
Yeah, so we're back with a new cast primarily. So I had to recast everything. Life goes on, as they say. And so Native Gardens is a play, a comedy by Karen Zacharias, and it's about two couples. Frank and Virginia are an older couple. They live in a beautiful house in a D.C. suburb. They've been there for a long time. Frank has a beautiful European-style garden, an award-winning garden. And in next door move a new couple, just starting off. They're expecting their first child. They're a Latinx couple, a professional couple. He's an attorney. She's working on her dissertation. And they have big plans for that house, big plans for the garden. And it's all neighborly politeness. They're all getting along. And, you know, they decide that they want to throw a garden party for his firm, so they have to ask their neighbors if they can change out the ugly chain link fence that separates their yards. And they're so on board for that because, you know, Frank wants to win
the
garden.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I wish you could see Michelle's face. I wish you could see her face. It is really awesome. She is getting so much into this right now. I mean, she is really into this. Come on, Michelle, lay down us. Let's go.
So they discover through trying to change this chain link fence that their property line actually extends 2 feet farther.
Oh, boy.
Then, yes. So you, as a homeowner, might know how this goes next. So they have to tell, and it extends right into Frank's prize-winning garden, unfortunately. So hilarity ensues after that, and the show is just a lot of fun. It's funny, it's sweet, it has a real good heart at the center of it, and I think the core of this play for me really is about how do people who are very different communicate? How do you get along when you are just coming from different perspectives and different experiences? I think just in general, we're having a challenging time with that right now, just
sure.
Collectively. And I think this play really does do that beautifully and does it with, you know, a wink and a smile.
And what's the timeline for the show as far as the length?
Oh, it's a fast 90 minutes.
It's no breaks?
No breaks. Okay. It's it starts and it don't stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What days is it? Is the show going to preview on, or what time will it start?
The show opens this weekend, February 23rd, and then it runs through March 16th.
And will there always be evening shows or afternoon shows?
Oh, yes. In fact, this is the first season Willem Shute Rep will be offering Thursday matinees at 2 p.m. We had a lot of people interested in asking us for more weekday matinee entertainment, and so we thought we could really sort of fill the need with that, so this will be the first season we try.
Well, there's that segment of the population that would prefer to go to an earlier show.
Absolutely.
And then after the show, they can go out to dinner locally, mm-hmm. as opposed to an evening show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good that you're going to have that. And it's the show, again, begins February 23rd.
And runs through March 16th.
And then you have plans for other shows after that, I would
imagine. Absolutely. The rest of the season includes another comedy called An Act of God that is based very loosely on a very popular Twitter feed that became a book, about God talking about all the answers to the universe.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we're rounding out the season with a Tony Award-winning musical called Bandstand, which I think is going to be pretty fantastic.
So at the Rouse Center, what is the RCSA?
That would be the Rouse Center School for the Arts.
Okay. You're on, Rob.
Oh, great. What would you like to know?
You just tell us about that. Let the folks know what that's all about.
Yeah. So as Michelle was saying, too, just like with WSREP, RCSA, you know, kind of went through this flux period, obviously post-COVID, trying to get back on its feet, and most recently relaunching, completely revamped in 2024, going full force. So I actually just started with the Rouse in September. So
okay.
To come in and kind of revamp the program and restructure it so that we can start moving forward, just like with William Street. Get everything back on its feet. Let's get going again.
That's a good feeling, isn't it?
It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
It is, because, you know, doing theater for so long and having to go through that, it's nice to get back into the groove of things. So,
now, who's going to be addressing the tributes that are coming up? Is that you, Michelle?
Sure. We have...
I see Van Morrison is
Van
one.
Van Morrison is March 16th. That's in celebration of St. Patrick's Day, which is a really popular show. And we have Always Olivia's coming up May 11th, for those of people who really want to relive the 80s and Olivia Newton-John. We have a Supertramp tribute coming up May 17th. What else?
Think Floyd's coming up.
Think Floyd. Oh, and that's a returning favorite. So that's April 6th, and people love that. It's a full light and video show.
Now, how long are those shows, Michelle?
How long are they?
Yes.
Well, they run about an hour and a half,
okay.
Sometimes 2 hours. Sometimes the talent really likes to go.
And you got John Lennon coming up on June 15th.
June 15th, that's right.
Wow. The this BOTV winner is J.J. Smith.
Yes, J.J. Smith with special guest Jake Christina. He was our 2023 Battle of the Bands winner last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you have a local band, Bourbon Country?
Bourbon Country, classic rock and country and everything in between. They're also local favorites, so check them out.
And they will be on 5-3, May 3rd?
May 3rd, that's right.
Okay. And that's also going to be like a 90-minute show?
They run about an hour and a half, yeah.
Okay, okay. And you've got some final shows here that, as you transform the stage, there's some things about the Blues Lounge and on-stage seating at small or large cafe tables and high tops, that type of thing.
Oh, that's right. We have sort of a Blues Lounge cafe. We have an artist in residence currently. We have one every season, and this year we have Derek Purcell. And his last performance is March 21st, and he's been, the people who come to his shows just rave about it. And that's all on our deck. So we close the curtains and we put everything like on the deck of the theater, and it feels like an intimate blues lounge. And we do Lucy's Comedy that way too, so stand-up comedy is a little bit like that as well. And it feels just intimate, and we have a dance floor for Derek Purcell and an on-stage bar, so everything's there. And it.
Well, that should be an incentive, an on-stage bar. That in itself should be an incentive, right?
Yeah, certainly an incentive.
You know, I didn't ask Michelle, but people are going to say, okay, so you're the director of this show. How about your background? So people know, you know, you're directing this, but where'd this all come from?
Oh, well, I do have a directing background. I'm from New York originally, and my husband and I moved out here in 2014 because we thought, hey, health insurance might be good. And we had a daughter.
Maybe not as congested.
She was two, and we were like, oh, maybe we should get like regular jobs, you know, and you know, have health insurance and all that, you know, regular daytime.
What a unique idea.
Yeah, so we had a fantastic offer we couldn't refuse to come out here and have a life as artists, but also have a life. And we joined Rouse Center for the Arts. Both of us work for Rouse Center for the Arts. He's in development and fundraising, and I'm in marketing. I'm the marketing manager for Rouse Center. We live and work our dream. We're living the dream, as they say, right? So it's been such a wonderful opportunity to not only be part of this community, but, you know, actually grow an artistic home here. We moved from New York in 2014, and my background as a director is mostly new play development. I work a lot on new plays and Shakespeare, I love working in developmentally with actors and with playwrights.
Do you have programs that would be geared towards, let's say, getting some of the high school kids in there that they would do? I know, like, they're going to want to see, you know, Van Morrison or John Lennon, but to get them enthused, get them interested.
Do they know who John Lennon is, do you think?
I would hope so.
Well, you'd be surprised.
You know, and just to be clear, we don't have the John Lennon.
No.
We have a John Lennon tribute.
But, you know, just recently on the news, he had, you know, he found his bass player. His long-lost bass player showed up all of a sudden. Not John Lennon's, but Paul McCartney.
Oh,
he
really?
He lost his bass like 20 years ago, and they just kind of disappeared. And somebody found it. It was on the shelf, I think in an antique shop or a garage or something. And someone saw it and said, gee, I got to get this looks familiar. And they started doing some research, and it turned out that it belonged to Paul McCartney. And they reunited him with his bass that he had lost 20 years ago.
Okay.
I love that story. Like
so now you're up, Rob.
I'm up.
You're up.
Yeah, most of our kids, all they talk about is Taylor Swift. So.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, we just actually finished some classes with our students, and that was the big debate between several of them. Who's better, Eminem or Taylor Swift? That was the
Eminem is still in the conversation.
Eminem is still in the conversation.
Wow.
Really?
Yes. And this was an 11-year-old boy bringing up Eminem, so I was like, are you sure you should be listening to that?
Wow.
So.
But in terms of offerings for young people, yep. I think absolutely Rouse Center School for the Arts, because RCSA has an onstage production workshop series. So it's all about the class itself is putting on a play. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
What do we got coming up?
We actually, tomorrow, we're closing, on Friday, we are closing deadline for enrollment for Diary of a Wimpy Kid. That's the show, the first big official show back. For 2024 that I'm directing.
Okay.
So, but we got a whole season, just like William Street. So we are doing this. We are doing Moana Junior in the summer it's a youth camp for ages 7 to 13. And then for high school.
Is it in the youth camp? Go about finding more about that.
Very similar to the Rouse. You're going to go to rousecenter.org/education.
Okay.
And everything you could want to know is on there. Social media is also our big thing. As everybody knows, that is the way to go. So you can find us on Instagram. We post a lot on that. We post a lot on Facebook. So, and it's the thing with our program is it's not just for youth. We actually are preparing to go into adult classes as well because we want adults to have a good time and learn and continue
sure.
their growth. So
sure.
we have 4 adult classes that are going to be running starting at the end of April.
And how long are those classes?
For adults, those are only going to be 4 weeks, where for our students, for our younger students, 7 to 18, we run those 6 weeks.
Is it a one-hour class?
This time we did 90-minute classes. For the adults, it's going to vary. We will have some that are 90 minutes and some that are 2 hours.
And is there a cost for that?
Yes, there is. There is. Each of them is kind of set at a price range based on their length.
And they can get that off your website.
They can get that off our website. Just to give your listeners an idea, we are doing an adult improv class, actually being taught by one of our resident improv troupe members, the Green Room that works out of the Row. She is teaching an adult improv. We are doing a musical theater boot camp for adults.
That sounds interesting.
It is. You know, if you enjoy singing musical theater and want to learn more vocally, it's a class to take. We are doing an adult screenwriting class by a film director that lives in the area. And we are also doing an adult movement class. Not to be mistaken with dance.
Right.
It's more about how you use your body as a performer or just even adults that want to relax a little bit.
Sure, sure.
So,
that's great. The you know, it makes you wonder that down the road, like you mentioned Taylor Swift for the young folks, they go back in time for people that are still around that still remember the Eagles and Neil Diamond, you know, and Paul Anka, and, yep. you know, going back to the 50s, that there's a lot of that that's coming back now. In fact, I know my daughter's in her late 40s, early 50s, and believe it or not, she's listening to Sinatra. Mm-hmm. I thought that would never happen, but Frank Sinatra, it's yep. like, where did that come from?
Well, and, you know, I always joke, too, with some of our students because they'll wear what we call classic rock now, you know, they wear the Guns N' Roses t-shirts. I'm like, that's classic rock. We got a problem. And I'm like, do you know who that is? And some of them are like, oh, yeah, I listen to that. Others are like, I found this shirt at Target.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, so.
Yeah, my daughter has a Pink Floyd t-shirt, but she knows Pink Floyd.
Oh, that's nice. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's important because.
You got to get her to come see Think Floyd then.
It's happened. It's happened already.
So for your planning now for the future, are you already planning throughout the entire summer what you're going to have?
Yeah, both of William Street and RCSA already have their full season. The only thing RCSA does not have currently is our Christmas production. Because unfortunately, the shows that we have picked for Christmas, the rights were pulled. And for people that don't know what that means, is that is the licensing company that provides the shows. Two of the shows that we've applied for, we had, and then they pulled them because there might be tours happening of them. So,
okay.
But you know what? We got time. We just got through Christmas. Let's not worry about that yet. So.
But you have some fall shows coming up too, right?
We will be, because we, with Mean Girls and Moana in the summer, and then we go into Bandstand for William Street, there'll be classes in the fall, 6 weeks of student classes in the fall that will lead then into the Christmas production. So.
Here again, go back to their website. You can see all the things that you want to see.
Yes.
Any questions you may have. Now, is there, if they wanted to call somebody and talk about something or talk about a show, is there a number they can on the website too?
Absolutely. You can call the box office at 815-356-9212.
Let's do that one more time, Michelle, so everyone gets a chance to write that down.
Absolutely. You can contact us at 815-356-9212 or visit us at rowcenter.org.
That was a giggle phone number. We're going to do that
you
one
try
more
that
time.
Again?
One more time without laughing.
Oh, numbers. 815-356-9212.
She got it. She got it. All right, we're on. Boom, we got it.
Something else that I just want to mention really quickly,
go ahead,
is, as they go to the website, one of the things that we do offer that's really important for the community to know is we offer our students, including adults, scholarships and financial aid into our programs.
And how does that work?
Essentially, they go to the education page. They will see a link that says more info for scholarships. They click that. There's a couple questions. And then based on age, you just have to write a short survey. And we provide like 5 questions to choose from.
I don't believe that people realize that you offer those scholarships.
Mm-hmm. We try to promote it as much as we can. It's out there. So, but again, because we get grants for education, so we want anybody that's interested in participating, you know, even if you just want to try, we have the funds to help you. So, education for all.
That's great. That's great. And there's no stipulation that you have to be a certain age,
no.
Right?
No, it actually, even on the scholarship page, says if you're this age to this age, write X amount of words of pick one of these questions. And, you know, one is like, why do you love theater? What's your favorite memory? Why do you want to be a performer? So,
yeah, and I think having a variety, it opens the door for everybody because people have likes and dislikes. But with your broad variety of shows, say, okay, I like this one. I don't care for that one. But at least there's something that you're offering to the public. There's got to be something that they can pick that they like.
Yes. And that's the thing. We want to do things that maybe are not the norm, you know, where you do see, a standard theater class like Acting One. You know, we want to do things even for adults that are different, like a screenwriting class. We're in the suburbs. How often do you see a film director that
that's
wants to be like, hey, you know what? Let's see the interest in screenwriting.
Yeah.
You know,
and all this is right in your own backyard. You don't have to venture into the city, deal with parking or traffic.
Cost is much less right. than going to the city.
Yeah, it's getting the word out so people know about it, learn about it, and hear about all the things you're doing that maybe they're not aware of. But that's the whole idea of having shows like this, to get the word out, let people know.
Well, we always are surprised, even talking to some of the parents of our students that of the classes that just finished, that live in Crystal Lake and have never been to the Rouse Center. You know, and this was a new, it boggles my mind. It's this giant building. How do you not see that? It's like Michelle said, it's in our own backyard. And, you know, for a lower cost of what you would pay in the city to take a class or see a show.
Well, I was going to say, even seeing a show
yes.
compared to going downtown, you know, New York is expensive, but so is downtown Chicago
Absolutely.
To see a show. And the travel and the parking and everything else, even your meals are more expensive. Yeah, there's a lot of advantages going to the Rouse Center.
And everything is right there. You see, like you were saying earlier, you see a show, you walk across the street and get dinner.
Right.
Right there.
Right.
Parking, you got ample parking. That doesn't cost you $35 for parking in the city.
Right. We've been talking to Michelle Vasquez, the director of the show Native Gardens, and Rob Charlo, who's the director for the Arts, School of Arts Rouse Center. And in the background has been Meredith, who's monitoring everything that goes on right now. We want to thank them for being here today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com and scroll down to shows, click on shows, and you'll find our show Around Town. And it's there for your listening pleasure. Thank you for being with us today, folks. And thank you, everybody out there, for listening. Take care.